This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's not even fighting back because he knows. It was like he took five-hour energies earlier and he was shot out of a cannon. And by the way, that's not a bad thing.
Not on a Wednesday morning.
Right? Right. Mm. Great to talk to you, sir.
Big announcement at 9 o'clock.
That's exactly right.
Ginormous announcement.
Hell yes!
Yeah. F you.
You know, it's not as, you know.
Stop it, Eddie.
It's unbelievable, Eddie. You really are. You're amazing. I will just say this, that the big announcement will include, you know, not only the afternoon guys or gals,
yep,
or the midday guys, and then, of course, us guys here in the morning. So it's a little bit of everything. It's what you call a potpourri of talk radio information.
And with a potpourri of crappy sports information, because really not much last night.
There's a lot of stuff going on, Jerry.
Really? Knicks,
yes,
play?
No, it's
Rangers
not just
play?
I know that we're New York
Giants, Jets play.
I get it, all that. But I'm just saying there's a lot of things going on. There was
right, a lot of highlights on the Rockets
game.
Loss. Here's,
hey,
Chris LaPresti.
Number one and number two in college basketball, Duke.
College football
State.
Rankings came
that's
out
right.
Again.
Alabama's now number one.
That's right.
Look at where Miami went to.
Rutgers,
mm-hmm,
beat Cleveland State last night. How about this?
Mark,
so hold on.
Rick is making a countdown of Miami.
So I'm driving back home yesterday with Al in the car.
How far down did Notre Dame fall?
I will just ignore
this. I think they're, I mean, 9, 10, maybe.
You guys do
10.
Your thing.
All right, so what happened with
Here's
you and
Chris
Al in the
LaPresti
car? What happened to you and Al in the car?
No, the
come
moment's
on,
lost.
Stop.
Chris, go ahead, dude.
Well, no, come on. I want to know what happened with you and Al in
the car. No, because this is how this will go. I'll tell the story. This is how this will go. I'll tell the story. Al will be about to say something, and then you'll go like this. Okay, great. Here's Chris LaPresti.
I always hear, I love hearing about you and Al in the car.
Cut to the chase.
Supposedly you guys don't talk to each other in the car.
Chris LaPresti with an update.
Supposedly you guys don't talk to each other
on the way in. We usually do not. That is true.
So when was this conversation?
So
when did it happen?
On the way home.
Isn't it, Chris?
How could you drive an hour with someone and not speak
at
all?
Well, it's not a full hour, first of all. It's 45 minutes. And number two, usually...
That's it? From Hazlitt? 45 minutes?
Well, Matawan. And usually it would be 5 minutes of pleasantries when he gets in the car. And that's it.
Do you pick him up at a park and ride?
No, I pick him up at his apartment complex.
Oh, you do? Oh, I didn't realize.
Pulls right out in front. My heat is seated by the time I get in, which is nice.
Your heat is seated?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His car looks like someone threw the cobwebs over it for Halloween.
All right.
Does Al take naps on the ride in?
No. He actually doesn't. He drinks
his... So he's awake, but he doesn't speak to you.
Yes, he just very uncomfortably drinks his water, like nonstop.
It sounds like the whole thing is uncomfortable.
I will point out when I see a deer on the side of the road.
Which
deer
is like the whole time, deer!
No,
which
I don't yell it. I try to be casual to Jerry. I'd be like, see that there was a buck side of the road.
That'll be helpful when it runs.
That is the
car.
Insight to the drive-in.
All right. So what about the drive out? What were you guys talking about?
He just asked me yesterday if Rutgers had a basketball game. And I said, yeah, 7 o'clock at the Rack. They're playing Cleveland State. To which he said, where are they from? I said, well, Cleveland.
Well, sometimes they're not. You never know, right?
Oh, stop it.
When Jerry said Cleveland State, in my head, I saw the state of Ohio. And I went, where? Like, what town in Ohio are they
from? Oh, I see.
From?
But, you know, when I say to you, Miami happens to be playing this week, against
the
University of Cincinnati, then what do you say?
Legit question.
Yes.
But Cleveland is Cleveland.
You have to say Miami of Ohio, of course.
It's still, which Miami?
By the way, even if it was Miami of Ohio, it's still Miami. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Al. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you for actually letting me say that without cutting me off.
You're welcome.
Chris LaPresti.
Brought to you by the new Honker Auto Leasing app. Get a new lease at the lowest price in minutes. Download the app today, HONCKER.com. We'll begin with the Nets, since they were the only local who actually played last night, and their opponent is in the midst of quite a run after starting the season 0-2.
Rondé drives past Tatum. High arcer off the glass. Rimmed out, no good. Rondé had it. Lost it. Booker picks it up. Knocked out of his hands, and Kyrie Irving comes away with it for the Celtics. At midcourt, finds Brown. Lob it for Tatum. And a two-hand jam.
Chris Carino over here on the fan.
By the way, and I listened to a good portion of the fourth quarter, if not all of it, on the way home from the Rutgers game. Mm. He might – I'll say this the right way. If he was doing Nick games, And I only say it, I'm a Net fan myself. The Nets do not have the same fan base the Knicks do. I think that's fair to say.
Go ahead.
He is such a good announcer and does not get the fanfare that he deserves. I mean, listening to him, him and Tim are great. And last night, there was at one point, the Nets cut the lead, I think it was to 82-81. The place is going nuts. And this is a game in November. And he's got the energy like it's game. It was great. It really was great.
He does. He loves it. He's outstanding. That jam put the Celtics up by 8 with 55 seconds to go. They'd finish off their 13th straight win, 109-102 at Barclays Center. Kyrie Irving missed most of the prior two games with a facial fracture, but he was back for this one. Game-high 25 points to go along with 5 assists. This wasn't the first time we saw him wear a protective mask for a game here in New York. Donned a black mask against the Knicks 5 years ago and scored a then-career-high 41 points. This time around, went with the clear mask. Some of his teammates were a little disappointed about that.
The difference of the black mask is that they're not getting the ball because I couldn't see outside the mask. So I was like, little do you guys know, you're like, oh, the mask man, the black mask. I'm like, I scored that many because I just was looking at the basket.
So he had some better peripheral vision with the clear mask, so he was able to dish it out and score as well.
Maybe cut a bigger hole for his eyes.
Perhaps. Yeah. He was not, you could see he was frustrated with it throughout the game. He's taking it off, fidgeting with it, but the Celtics still win. They get their 13th in a row. For the Nets, had to play without D'Angelo Russell. Hung in there, but ultimately suffered their 7th loss in 9 games. For Kenny Atkins.
When we were good, we moved it, and we drove it, and we shared it. And when we weren't good offensively, we tried to line them up and play iso ball.
And that didn't work out too well for
iso
them.
Iso ball,
against
it's Carmelo ball.
I hate
Nets,
iso ball.
Right?
I can't stand it. It sucks.
Yeah, everyone does it, but it's
no,
bad.
We don't
bad.
Do it. Then when I say we, I mean the Knicks and
no,
our
like
king,
in the NBA,
Porzingis.
You see it happen a lot.
By the way, that would actually be a lot more fun.
What's that?
Basketball.
Right.
Huh?
Like a Boomer basketball team.
Oh.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, great. Move
all
on.
Right. All five Boston starters in double figures. Joe Harris far. Led the Nets with 19 off the bench. Brooklyn home for the Jazz Friday. First up for Utah, visit to the Garden against the Knicks coming up tonight. And after practice yesterday, Enes Kanter still talking LeBron James. LBJ with an Instagram post Tuesday morning
Enes.
Proclaiming himself.
Enes.
As the king of New York, and Kanter says no chance.
He posted something today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
What did he say?
He said he's the king of New York.
I already got a king, it's KP. So sorry about that. We already got a king, and it's Kristaps Porzingis.
So we had some
I love
fun
that.
With all that.
So here's why you love and you hate LeBron, right? LeBron is basically trolling all of New York and all the Knicks fans and everything else, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And the beauty of it is it just incenses people and it just gets people all fired up. And then, of course, the players have to react. And now we have a legitimate rivalry. I mean, we have somebody that is now the understood enemy. You know, LeBron has always been loved here, I think. I think most people would tell you that. What I mean by that is that they respect this game.
Well,
they respect who he is.
People look forward to him coming to play.
Right, of course. Yeah, you know, Michael Jordan, the same thing. You know, but now all of a sudden he's become like this evil guy.
Come on, LeBron.
And I think it's brilliant on his part. I really do. I think it's good for the NBA. This is the kind of thing that's good for the NBA.
What sucks, though, is they don't play the Cavs again until the very end of the season. They have a home-and-home with Cleveland the last two games of the season. So it was fun this week. But
no, the interesting thing about that, who knows, you look in the future, you know, if that means do the Knicks get into the playoffs or not, that means they probably be for the final seed. They'd end up
awesome.
Probably playing Boston.
Cavaliers might be resting people at that point.
You never know, right?
Yeah, that's true. Baseball GM meetings ongoing down in Orlando. Here was Brian Cashman with the media yesterday. We know there's a long list of potential managerial candidates for the Yanks, but the GM trying to take his time with the whole process.
I'm trying instead of create a whole host of articles about who's on our list. And when I schedule it, I'll reach out to the candidate.
Rob Thompson.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for the next level manager. I can't wait for you.
Chris see that Joe Woodward.
Joe Girardi's talking about going into TV, but he won't work for Yes.
Well, of course he's not going to work for Yes. Are you serious?
That would have been awesome.
They just kicked him out of the stadium.
That
would
have
not
awesome.
Be awesome.
The first
extremely
time his,
uncomfortable.
First time
by the way,
his replacement
who even
manager
asked that
comes
question?
Out there and goes, you know what? I wouldn't have done this.
But who would even ask that question? Would we work for Yes?
I don't know. This just sounded – it'd be awesome if you were doing that. I mean, really think about that.
No.
That'd be more uncomfortable than you and Al in the car.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Rob Thompson and Eric Wedge, we know, have already had their interviews. Hensley Mullins, Aaron Boone set up for this week. And as Jerry mentioned, the latest name connected with the Yanks, Dodgers third base coach Chris Woodward. Meantime, the Mets have reportedly expressed interest in free agent Carlos Santana, first baseman, switch hitter, 32 in
now
April.
Now, why is
what
that
is so funny?
That's good.
Why is
that's
that
actually
funny?
That would be a good move.
It's a good
for
player.
Yeah, there's about five or six other teams involved in this too, and you know what that means?
Five or six other teams involved.
That means the money's going to be driven up. You know, this seems like to me, it seems like it's a pipe dream.
By the way,
what would you rather them just not be interested?
No, I'd rather them go get John Carlos Stanton.
I'm interested in everybody, actually. Yes. Yeah, but so are they. But that doesn't mean they're going to sign them.
Speaking of Stanton, I mean, what's going on with that?
The trade demands are insane. No one's going to give prospects and pay the salary.
And he says he doesn't want to play for the Red Sox.
We'll see.
What I don't quite follow.
We'll see.
I know he's a West Coast guy. So if he came out and said, "Well, here I want to play for the Dodgers at the Giants," but to just eliminate
the
Red Sox.
Well, the Giants are the team that it looks like he very well could go to, and they want him. So we'll see. But you're not going to give up prospects and money,
right?
And it's a lot of money you have to pay. And plus, he could leave in a couple of years.
So you're telling me that Derek Jeter is being a little tough with the demand so far?
So far, yeah.
Right.
By the way, D. Gordon could be had. How about him at second base?
I would take that.
I don't have to give up for him.
You know, because
then
maybe we could play a little small ball, because I think that's what we're going to have to play.
I also noticed Neil Walker's name in the paper, too.
I mean, the thing about it is, if you're counting on your pitching, and how far into the season are we going to get when we're going to start hearing he's overusing the bullpen? How many games into the year is that going to happen? Because our starters are not going to get through the third time around in the lineup, so... So what are we going to do? Just going to throw every reliever out there with a noodle arm?
Is that what we're doing? The new wave of baseball is to go four or five innings and to not get to that third time in the order. That's not going to be on him.
So how many pitchers are you going to have on the roster then?
As many as you can that will allow. You're going to have a few.
I don't care how many you have. You need guys who actually are good and can strike people out and get outs.
Agreed.
I mean,
how about some starters that can go six or seven innings?
Well,
that'd
be great, but if they're saying they want to protect the starters by limiting their innings, that's all well.
Are we trying to win baseball games, or are we trying to protect the star? What are we trying to do? Isn't the idea to try to win baseball games?
Is how this going to go to 9 o'clock? I mean, because I can go out in the newsroom and just watch you on TV rather than watch you from here. It's all good.
You know, the thing about it is, Jerry, is that you get your full right, your fill right now.
That's
just
right.
Get it right now.
Right,
F you.
and never mind. Just continue.
All right. Mickey Callaway, an in-studio guest of SNY's Mets Hot Stove Show the other night, spent a lot of time discussing Matt Harvey and how to get him back to being a productive pitcher. And Callaway says everyone needs to stop expecting the return of the Dark Knight.
Living up to expectations like that are really hard. Everybody on our team is going to know that it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes.
No! Stop!
Unbelievable, man.
Don't say that!
I'm going to have to sit through
okay
a year
to
of this.
Fail.
Are you a,
no!
Listen,
how about failure is not an option?
Hey, how about this Francesa Esiason block over here? I'm going to have to sit through this the
God
whole year?
Almighty.
Is that what I'm going to have to sit through?
I got to be honest. Gold for me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
We're losing Terry Collins. At least we got this clown. He's probably a great baseball man.
Right.
But it's okay to fail, guys.
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just get up and try harder the next time.
I got to hold on.
We're going to know that they're human beings and individuals.
Shut his mic off.
No, I want to hear this again. All right.
You want me to play the cut again?
Yes,
Matt Harvey?
Yes.
There you go.
Living up to expectations like that are really hard. Everybody on our team is going to know that it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
We're going to know that they're human beings and individuals. We're going to care more about the players than anyone ever has before. I'm so excited to get to know the players.
So sadly, I actually thought that someone would get in Mickey Callaway's ear and be like, you know, you do realize you sound kind of goofy with all this caring and loving thing, and then maybe the next time we heard from him,
nope,
be a little bit more stern Mickey Callaway, and instead we get, it's okay to fail.
Not a chance.
Not exactly.
Oh, my God. Really, I mean, I guess, look, you're dealing with the everybody gets a trophy generation, so I guess this is the way it's
got to be. Not in Major League Baseball.
Well, all these guys grew up, though. They all got trophies when they're growing up. They're probably all MVPs and everything else. Everybody telling how great they are and all that other stuff. And, you know, this is kind of the messaging that you need nowadays. You got to be able to connect. It's all about connecting, Jerry.
Oh, connections.
Connections.
Right, yes.
Exactly.
You guys touched on it a little bit before I got into the update here. Alabama replacing Georgia, number one team in the college football playoff rankings. You got Clemson, Miami, and Oklahoma filling out the top four. Boomer asked Notre Dame down to number eight, and Georgia slipped to number seven off of their losses last week. At the Rangers going for a seventh straight win tonight. They visit the Blackhawks in Chicago. And they're trying to work their way back up the
standings.
Nick's
Utah tonight?
All of a sudden, NBC is ruining my life because they're putting them on every Wednesday night now on Rivalry Night at 8 o'clock.
Well, sucks for you. 6:43 on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.